forecasting meteo tsunamis in the Great Lakes. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. This week, experts are getting together to make a warning system for meteo tsunamis in the lakes. We have on average 106 meteo tsunamis in the Great Lakes each year. Brad Cardinale is here with me to talk about this. He directs the Cooperative Institute for Great Lakes Research. Hello.
Hello, Rebecca. Good to be here. Thank you.
What is a meteo tsunami?
I think most people are familiar with what a regular tsunami is, which is something that occurs typically in the ocean when there's an earthquake and the seabed lifts up, it displaces water, creates a wave that travels very fast. But many people don't know that they can also be caused by storm events in freshwater, like in the Great Lakes. So when there's a really intense storm in the Great Lakes that forms quickly, that storm can push down on the surface of the water, much like if you took a balloon and squished it down in your bathtub, and it can displace water and form a large wave that can travel fast and hit our coastal zones.
And how is this different from a seiche?
Seiches are wind-driven, and it's kind of like taking a fan and causing your bathtub to slosh back and forth. Seiches don't have nearly the size that a meteo tsunami has. Meteo tsunami waves can be much more substantial, reaching a maximum of about 20 feet tall. So they can have much greater impacts than a seiche could ever have.
Why do we need a warning system for meteo tsunamis?
Well, with these 106 tsunamis that tend to occur on average every year in the Great Lakes, only a small fraction of them tend to be large enough that they can cause damage. But when they do occur, we often have loss of life. There have been many examples where people have been killed and swept out in the Great Lakes as a result of these. We have coastal damage to property, so we can have inundation of cities where you get a lot of loss of property. They have, at one point in time, overflowed the Soo Locks, where we've had interruption of commercial shipping. This happened actually rather recently. And then from our perspective, most importantly, we have 7 nuclear power plants that are right on the coastlines of the Great Lakes. And if any one of these were to experience a direct hit from a meteo tsunami, we could potentially have a disaster. And that's why we feel like we need a warning system.
How do you envision this warning system working?
Well, we envision a set of buoys and sensors throughout the Great Lakes that can detect when and where we get a big storm event, one that would be big enough to actually push down on the surface of the water. The buoys would then be able to tell us whether we have a traveling wave, how fast it's going and what direction it's going. And then we would be able to alert people in advance that something's coming, give them a sense of how big it is and how much time they have to get out of the way.
Who's most at risk for being hit by one of these?
Surprisingly, it's some of the most populated places in the Great Lakes. The two areas that have the greatest number of these meteo tsunamis per year, one is Chicago. It's actually the highest frequency of meteo tsunamis, and the second is Buffalo, New York. Now, that could be because that's where we're actually monitoring the most, and so that's where we're detecting them the most. But nevertheless, if Chicago were to get hit with a 20-foot wall of water, it would be potentially disastrous, and so we need to protect those people.
Do you have any sense of how long it would take to get this warning system in place?
It will depend on how much people want to prioritize this, particularly funding agencies. And as you know, science in the U.S. is under a bit of attack right now. And agencies like NOAA, which have missions to protect the public, are seeing funding cuts being proposed that are pretty substantial. So if those funding cuts occur, I can pretty much guarantee you we won't be able to put these warning systems in place. But if our Congress prioritizes the science and says that protecting people from these things is important, this could be done in 5 years.
Brad Cardinale directs the Cooperative Institute for Great Lakes Research. Thank you so much.
It was my pleasure. Thanks, Rebecca.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.